Around that time, I also landed a Florida tour with Robert Cummings in a play called Generation, playing an inebriated girly magazine publisher named Ken Powell. My favorite review stated, quote, "Looking like a character out of Mad Magazine, Proctor puts on a display of thespic pyrotechnics that leaves the audience limp," unquote. His daughter Melinda being in the show also helped to make it a very happy company. But there was a little secret friction, because at the time, he was having an affair with his Chinese secretary, even though his wife was traveling with him.
George, Paul.
Alex.
Darling.
What are my two favorite bad boys plotting today?
Hey, it's not in your court, Alex. It's a matter of the heart.
Paul, in my court, love is nothing.
Touché.
Touché.
How's femme advertising?
Oh, you didn't see ad rag today.
No.
I acquired the Milano Fatale agency.
Oh.
I'm femme fatale now.
Bravo.
Oh, I see you're having a whale for lunch, huh?
What?
Celebration.
Oh! That's Herr Trigger.
That bozo is the German pistol magnate?
My very latest client. I am going to make his little guns very, very big.
Ooh.
I'm going to turn him around.
Good, good, Alex. You turn him around. You part his hair, paint a couple of eyes on the back of his head, and he'll be a real looker.
Mr. Power, telephone.
Oh, thank you, Jocelyn. Excuse me.
Alexander, sit down.
Thanks, George.
Are we still on for tonight?
What about your wife?
Oh, she's gutting the house.
Again?
Yeah, she's got a new favorite color.
Miss Femme, telephone.
Oh, excuse me, George.
Hurry back.
Meryl, you hermit. Jane, eat. Madonna, nice outfit.
Here you are, Miss Femme.
Thanks, Jocelyn. Hello?
Alex?
Paul?
Are we happening tonight?
What about your wife?
Astrid? She's in betrayal therapy.
Whatever for?
She thinks I'm having an affair.
Here was a man who was then in his late 60s and yet full of vitality. He had a vitamin and supplement store on Santa Monica Boulevard and was one of the first health food advocates in Hollywood. His stamina, his physique, and the energy he exuded, despite his years, was augmented by supplements and the fresh-pressed juices and organic foods he espoused. In England, they said he took vitamins to keep his pecker up.
I can't get it up.
Oh, my God, man. Have you thought about the pump?
The pump?
The potency pump, the male organ implant.
No, you don't get it.
I don't need it.
I'm talking about the down.
What?
The down, George. It's the down that's got me down. I can't get it up.
Yeah, you can't get what up?
I can't get the down up. Marvin Davis wants 40 down for 20th.
You're going to buy 20th Century Fox?
It's the only way I can get Marvin's parking place.
Enough said. Unfortunately, though I did not know it, Bob was also addicted to methamphetamine, beginning in the 1950s.
Oh, well, they've all gone. Match, will you help me put the rest of the chicken a la king back in the fridge?
Honestly, Joyce, I don't know where you get all the energy.
Oh, well,
I have 14 children, president of the World Bank, and you still find time to make the best buffet in Fresno. I can remember when the least little problem put you right to sleep.
Oh, well, not anymore, Match. Not since I discovered a simple little pill called Methadrine.
Methadrine, available without a prescription at drug centers everywhere. Remember, Methadrine carries the seal of approval of the Armenian Medical Association.
Is it into the World Bank, and you still find the time to make the nicest peccary pie in all of Lompox. Oh, Darlene, I remember when the least little problem used to put you right to sleep.
Oh, not anymore, Madge. Today's modern now a go-go woman just pops these simple little pills called Anger Dream.
Swell demonstration, eh, Sarge?
It's routine.
Maybe, but if the chief ever caught me taking these pills, he'd snap my head off.
Here, try one of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the chief himself's been on these for a week, and he's a changed...
Which at first was injected by a Dr. Feelgood named Max Jacobson. Believe it or not, when asked, Jacobson insisted that his injection contained only vitamins, sheep sperm, and monkey gonads.
Carol?
Yes?
Were those sheep glands that we were drinking in those glasses at the end of that flight?
Well, Don, sir, you did insist on ordering in the language of Barbaria, and the word for sheep glands is indistinguishable from the word for champagne.
Well, I should have ordered Diet Cola.
Oh, no. See, then you would have been executed. You see, the word for Diet Cola is indistinguishable from the word for assassination.
Oh, be welcoming to Barbaria, infidel friends. Be telling me, what is the purpose for your visit to spy on us?
This is the new ambassador.
Oh, I am digging your jive, sweet cakes.
I'm here to take over the American embassy.
Oh, that's lots of fun. My club and I do it every week. Men with underwear on their heads and lots of guns. Now, may I be seeing your luggage, please?
This is the American ambassador.
Oh, the American ambassador. Well, hooray, hooray. Let's open all his luggage.
I don't really think this is necessary.
Oh, be keeping it cool, Mr. A. This is well, Mr. A, look at this Bonnaroo pair of underwear. Doesn't it make a fine hat on my head?
Those are a gift from the American people.
This could be a mistake.
A gift? Well, let's party hearty.
Do you have any whiskey, Mr. Ambassador?
No.
Good heavens, no.
Oh, what a shame. Well, here, have some of mine.
No.
I accept this on behalf of the American people.
Good. I just squeezed it from my sheep this morning. a sheep shower. The rainy season starts early in Barbaria.
I'm afraid I'm not allowed to accept gifts. I could challenge you to a Diet Cola.
I'm not sure whether admitting to that or methamphetamines is worse. The interesting thing about Bob's stage technique was that he could overact more than anyone I ever met. He would start at 100% and go to 200% by the end of the first act. We all thought, well, that's it. He can't go any further. But by the end of the play, his energy reached 300%. I don't know why his head did not explode, but I assure you, the audiences loved that Bob. He put so much into his performances that by the end of the first act, he would sweat through his clothes completely and have to change into another identical costume. I remember seeing him between acts gulping down enormous quantities of grapefruit juice as the makeup person mopped up the sweat. One of the most memorable moments with Bob was when we were rehearsing the show in Los Angeles. It was late at night, and I was sitting next to him. I heard light snoring and looked over. His head slowly started to lower. And I swear to you, I looked at his face, and it started to drip, to dissolve right before my eyes.
You cannot lift a hand against me.
Oh, no? How's about a leg?
Hey, look at that mutt let go.
Oh, I'm melting. Oh, who would have guessed a little gong?
That dog's a genius.
What a
All the muscles were relaxed, and his face just drooped. Several of the others noticed this, including the director, who gently called out, "Bob, Bob." Cummings then snapped to attention, and I heard his face make a slurping sound as it came back onto his skull. His sparkling smile was back, his bright eyes wide open, and his energy was as high as ever.
Thank you.
just being their own.
When you were recording, I noticed that you were associated at one time with Gary Usher, and then for a while with Cyrus Farjar. Did those guys bring much to the table? What kind of? I mean, Gary produced the Birds, for God's sakes, you know.
So I guess Gary was a bizarre character. Gary was the reason that the Firesign Theater exists in a way. I met Gary because I forget why. Oh, I know, some guys I met in the Army. We did a record with Decca Records called Duckman Parts 1 and Part 2. Gary was the producer.
Ah.
And that's how we met. That's how he knew to call me when he heard the Firesign Theater on the radio and called me up and said, hey, let's make a record. And Peter and I and he had a meeting, and we decided that we were going to do a record with something called the Firesign Theater, which we just sort of recently invented. And Gary went along with it, and the record label went along with it, and thus history is made.
Peter Fonda introduced us to his personal guru, Jacques Honduras, who had a great pad out in Eagle Rock in East Los Angeles.
Come with us as we visit strange places on The Golden Hind. Hi, friends. I'm Bob Hind. Well, today I'd like you to meet two of my dearest friends, George and Irma Matetsky.
Good evening.
Hello, Bob.
Well, hello, Ida.
How are you doing, George?
Well, George, you're just back from a really wonderful trip to
Africa. To New Guinea, Bob. Oh,
that's right, to Honduras. And I understand that you and your lovely wife have brought back some beautiful color films for us to see here.
That's right.
Honduras had soft, compassionate eyes, a salt-and-pepper goatee, and a mellifluous voice that would calmly guide us through meditations. This was where I formalized my understanding of higher consciousness to attain life goals, gain familiarity with the body's chakra energy, and learn to read auras. He also taught that meditation should always have a specific goal. And I soon found out that sometimes life plays little cosmic jokes on you. For example, I meditated on the words, "I want to be on television all the time," hoping for more sitcom work, as I'd been booking other guest starring roles fairly regularly, including All in the Family as Archie's cousin Wendell Hornsby in the Insurance is Canceled episode. Shortly after I completed that meditation, I was cast in a commercial for FGS, a local auto insurance company.
Still up in the air about what to do about your auto insurance?
I became the spokesman, and as it turned out, was on television all the time.
Sooner or later, it all boils down to the same thing. You have to get auto insurance, and it has to be affordable.
And I mean all the time, day and night, on LA TV. In fact, my friends started complaining. I was cuddling up to my wife, one pal hassled me, and the television was on, and there you were in that stupid commercial again. I was too distracted to make love. Peter Fonda went to Jacques also to make better life decisions, including what movies he should make. He was on trial for marijuana possession at that time, and Brandon and I would go to the courtroom to offer moral support. And sometimes hanging out with Brandon and Peter was a riot. I mean a literal riot. Shop and business owners had complained about street congestion caused by young people milling around from club to club on a hip section of the Sunset Strip. So, on November 12, 1966, a curfew was due to be enforced. Flyers urged a protest, and a local radio station announced there'd be a rally at Pandora's Box, a club at the corner of Sunset and Crescent Heights. By the time the police showed up, about 1,000 people had gathered to peacefully demonstrate against the curfews, and Peter and Brandon and I plopped ourselves down in solidarity. I realized I'd sat on something and raised up to discover it was a picture of Peter Bergman. I had plunked my ass down on a copy of the L.A. Free Press open to a shot of Bergman described as a KPFK newsman interviewing returning Vietnam War vets.
Is this Ute magazine?
Yes, it is.
We're from the syndicate. The Underground Press Syndicate.
Oh, you must be Irving the Flower Child Gusick. Or is that Herman the Flower Child Gusick?
The very same. You are obviously acquainted with my karma. I should like for you to cohabit with my friend and accountant, Irving Acapulco Goldstein.
Oh, how do you do, man?
This is a nice little business you got here.
Well, thank you very much.
I should hate to have to send around the diggers to rearrange your paisley.
Is that a threat?
Don't be paranoid. It's just that Irving here says that you don't respond so good to the poster we sent you inviting you to join at the syndicate.
Well, I thought you were a rock group.
We are. Only we don't sing.
You remember what happened at the Oracle?
At the Oracle? You mean when somebody broke in the middle of the afternoon and threw acid all over the art director? Oh, come on now. You can't scare me. I'm not afraid of death anymore.
Shut up! We're not talking about ego death. We're talking about body death. Acapulco.
My God, it's the crystal shiv.
Aha! You want maybe I should let him strap a monkey on your back?
Yeah, let me shoot him up, boy. Let me shoot him up.
No. No, wait a minute. It's just, I don't see what the syndicate has to offer me.
Freedom from body death for openers.
Yeah, let me open him up, boy.
Easy. Also, you get the friendly and harmonious cooperation of the other members of the syndicate, namely,
the Los Angeles free lunch.
It's funny, you know, I own that.
Ah. The Berkeley barbiturate.
I own that, too.
The Every Woman's Village Udder.
I just bought that.
The New York Times.
Well, we're in negotiations.
All right. So you won't talk, huh? Well, me and the boys are going to have a little confrontation. You stay right where you are. If you know what's good for you, I'll tune in.
Yeah, let me confront him.
All right, I'll tune in. We've come to a little decision. We'll sleep in the back.
So that's what had happened to Peter after he showed up to serenade me and Susan Anspach in Manhattan. He was in Los Angeles doing freeform radio on a Pacifica station that, like WBAI in New York and KPFA in Berkeley, was stretching the boundaries of on-air programming in an exciting and unfettered way. It was a swinging time. If you like cops swinging batons at your head.
I went down to the demonstration to get my fair share of abuse. Singing, we're gonna vent our frustration. I was the devil.
Portabegi International Pictures presents The Fuse of Doom, a new Frank Acme serial thriller starring Andrew T.P. Luggett as billionaire industrialist Jonas Acme, Marshall Kemp as his son and ward Frank Acme, Pee Wee Rodriguez as newspaper magnate Charles Foster Dudley, and Rex Spofford as Professor Emmanuel Archetype, O.D., with Mr. X as the electrician. And now, Chapter 1. Should old acquaintance be forgot? Professor Archetype, Publisher Dudley, and industrial giant Acme are seated in the library, smoking cigars and holding champagne glasses. The butler, Benway, comes in and refills their glasses. He takes a quick swig out of the bottle for himself and then whispers in Acme's ear.
Are you quite sure, Benway?
Not at all, sir.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You may go, Benway.
I just did, sir.
Well, then just clean up the stain on your
hand. Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, the time has come. Both of Mickey's hands are pointing at 12 at last. Yeah. Welcome to 1920!
Old acquaintance be forgot and never
I forgot. Don't forget that. Gentlemen, gentlemen, before we toast in the new decade, you are no doubt wondering what strange reasons compelled me to draw you away from the mammoth celebration in the grand ballroom of the East Wing.
You know, I've never seen a happier mammoth.
What a smile. I'll drink to that.
Not yet, Professor.
That's what?
Then explain yourself, Acme. Is this another of your blasted practical jokes?
Jonas, I think we've kept Mr. Dudley in suspense long enough. Yes,
all right. I like him in suspense. Put some cuffs on them. Why, exactly, Professor. Keeping a story of this magnitude from an old cub reporter like Charles Foster Dudley has been no easy task. But that's exactly what I intend to do.
What? The information which we are about to reveal must not go beyond the walls of this room.
Benway!
Sir?
Benway, I thought I told you to go.
I didn't have to go, sir.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, then draw the curtains as you leave.
Well, if you insist, sir, I'm not much of an artist.
I don't know what you're up to, Acme. I think it's maybe three or four a day.
A couple of quarts will do.
But I can tell you right now that if what you say is of any consequence to the little people...
Wait. You mean the leprechauns?
No, the working men.
Oh. Leprechauns work. I have thousands of them in my meatpacking plant.
Well, they're packing meat.
Yes, they are.
Well,
better than packing weapons.
Yeah, it's the only green meat I'll eat, you know.
It's my sworn duty as publisher of the Dudley News, the Dudley Star, the Dudley Planet, and the Saturday Evening Dudley to make...
That.
Known all the little facts.
Would your sediments remain unchanged
sediments?
If the man directly responsible for the incredible discovery you are about to see is none other than the legendary Dr. Emmanuel Archetype?
Archetype? I thought he was dead.
So I am.
Yes, you look well.
But you went down with the Lusitania.
And the Lusitania went down. It went down without me.
But why?
I wasn't on the Lusitania.
What were you on?
Opium.
I thought you were on sabbatical.
Yeah, that's true. Well, a terrific time, but I used the time wisely. Perfected a device which has for years deluded the greatest minds of science and made them soft.
Yes. And I am turning over my entire industrial racehorses.
Resources.
Yes, resources. Them too. To investigate the potentialities of this, the most miraculous scientific achievement of this already miraculous century, Doctor!
The Zeppelin II! Oh.
Fantastic!
Not bad music either, huh?
Well, and I waited for just the right point to come in, didn't I? I see now why you pledged me to secrecy.
You do? I don't.
Well, it's in the script. Read further on.
Oh, there it is.
If this device ever fell, see, into the wrong hands...
Yes?
I shudder. I'm
like
shuddering.
It when
that's
you
me.
Shudder,
no,
yeah.
Well, it's radio.
That's quaking,
see.
Not
yeah.
Shuddering.
Okay, this is shuddering. I shudder to think of the catatonic consequences for all mankind.
Exactly. The Zeppelin tube can be used as a great tool for good or for evil.
And Dr. Archetype has entrusted that decision to me.
Well, Jethro, what a fantastic story. If only I could print it.
Gentlemen.
Maybe I'd do it
the
wrong.
The toast, here. I promised.
Oh, yes, sir, the toast, sir. I finished drawing the curtains, sir.
Cubist.
It's rather nice sketch,
yes,
too, if I do say
I
so myself.
Take it home with me, perhaps.
I'm sure, gentlemen, the toast is nice and cold by now. And here's a mysterious note for you, Mr. Dudley.
Well, let me shake this piece of paper and pretend I'm reading this.
Ah, yes,
excuse
sir.
Me. I've just learned that I... have to go to the bathroom.
Why don't you pretend to act sometime, too? No, not before the toast, Shirley. I mean, Dudley. Benway can go for you.
What?
Shirley could... I mean, Benway, might you go for me?
Yes, sir, I think I could. Oh, you kiss like Benchley, but you smell like Walcott. I'm going to the bathroom.
I just went all over my shoes.
Gentlemen... we three have been encrusted with a great and dangerous responsibility. Let us drink to our sacred mission, a safe and practical use for the Zeppelin tube!
What?
So we meet again, gentlemen.
Where is he? Everything's gone to dark.
Thank you for bringing this extraordinary device to my attention.
I can't read my script.
I have unaided an opportunity to put it to good use.
He's... Wait. Don't go. He's gone.
Where are you, you fiend?
He must be here somewhere in the house.
You know, if the Zeppo tube gets into the wrong hands...
It's gone!
Look, wait. Look at this acting job over here.
Oh, my God.
My God, this is New York quality.
I wish we had a camera.
Something's happened to Archetype. Look at the glassy stare in his mouth.
No, it's better than Marceau. It's a fuse. A blown fuse.
Stay tuned. Next Fire Time, same Firelight Station, for the curse of Cobra Valley.
Cobras!
The
Cobras.
Next thrilling episode.
Favorite drink.
Of the fuse of doom.
Cobra. Malt 45.
The L.A. police closed in on us from one side and the sheriffs from another, creating an excuse to declare an unlawful assembly in the ensuing chaos. Peter Fonda wound up getting handcuffed and carted off in a van. Brandon got roughed up, but I magically parted the waters by holding up my little East Village Other card and yelling, "Press!"
X3, five-star, fun, Braille final. Feel all about it.
Hey, you don't have to yell. We're standing right here.
How do I know? I'm blind. I can't see you.
Oh,
may I proceed?
Yeah.
Legendary
on.
Bad guy Rocky Rococo faces police Tsar Bradshaw in mayoral toss-off. Pledges to track mud across clean city platform. X3.
I could have gotten all that information at firesigntheater.com. Keyword, blind newsboy.
X3. Phone rings in distance. It's Nix.
Hey.
You won't find that on the web, smartass.
Oh, yeah. I ought to give
go
you the
ahead.
Hot kiss
get
at the end of a wet...
Put him up. Where'd you go?
Mr. Kane,
What is so special about this newspaper?
Special? My newspaper will be so clean, you could press a duck in it.
Oh!
Mr. Birdseed?
Yes, sir?
Go to press.
Okay, boss. Go to press!
Kane, the story of a man who knew how to beat a deadline to death.
All right, big guy. I'm gonna grease you with my Smith and Wesson.
No product placement!
What?
Kane, introducing an exciting cast of new young lookalikes.
So, which one of you pretty boys is Kane?
Kane, starring global action figure Charlie Fat.
Oh, nose, bruh.
It's me, fun, fun, final.
Read all about it. Rocky Bradshaw in dead heat. Election thrown to Supreme Court for fixing. Page 2, blind newsboy finds box of eyes and sees. X-Free, X-Free. Oh no, not again.
I was their West Coast correspondent and supplied stories and collages from time to time. Buffalo Springfield famously recounted the Sunset Strip curfew riot in their song For What It's Worth, and for me, it was worth a lot. It reconnected me with a man who would change the direction of my personal and professional life forever.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly saying hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.